We are Delamere Church of England Primary Academy, and we are School of the Week. Yay!
I'm Caroline Jones, and I'm one of the teaching staff here. I've worked here for 7 years and love our school, not only because of its exceptionally high standards, but because we are a fantastic community. Not just the staff, who are amazing and work so hard and give their best, but also the parents and the children who come here and want the best and support us so well.
We are Max Dedicote, Amelia Wood, Molly Carroll and Isla Bushell, and we are in Year 6 and are the house captains at Delamere C of E Primary Academy.
I am Max, and I am the house captain of Foxes.
I'm Amelia, and I'm the house captain of Squirrels.
I'm Isla, and I'm the house captain of Hedgehogs.
I'm Molly, and I'm the house captain of Owls.
Each child in Delamere is put into a house, and each house raises money every year for a different charity. This year, my house is raising money for the Worldwide Fund for Nature, because it isn't just an animal charity, it campaigns for global warming too.
Our school is amazing. We are in the top 1% of all schools because of our results. Last September, we had an assessor come into school and meet with our Eco Warriors, and we were given the Eco Green Flag Award. To get this, we showed the assessor all of our different areas in the school garden that each class looks after, and where we grow our different vegetables. United Utilities also visited us and gave us workshops on how to reduce water and save electricity. And this is part of the Eco Warriors job, to make sure we are still doing this. We are a healthy eating school, but we focus on eating extra healthy during Healthy Eating Week, where each class gets to make different healthy options for us to try.
We are one of the very few schools nationally to have been awarded the Wellbeing in Schools Award, which we are very proud of. We have Leah, our school counsellor, who comes into school weekly to talk to us if we want to see her about a worry. As well, each class has a worry box, and anyone can write a worry on a piece of paper, put their name onto it, and the teachers will check the boxes and talk to anyone who needs it. All the teachers are great, and we can always talk to them if we need to. In Year 6, we get buddies up to a child in reception so that we can help them settle into school, as it can be a bit scary for them at first. Each class has a red beast box, which has things you can use to calm you down. If you are feeling upset or anxious, there is a bubble timer, instructions for deep breathing, Play-Doh and bubble wrap.
We have also been given a Young Carers Award, and staff from Young Carers comes into school every month to meet with anyone who is a young carer and needs extra support or help. A Platinum School Games mark, which is the highest level of award you can get, and shows how much sport we do in school. Mr. Freeman, our PE teacher, teaches us all our sports, and he's great. I really like it when he lets us play dodgeball. I play for the girls' cricket team, and we were runners-up in the school's league last year.
I play in the girls' football and netball teams.
I play in the girls' netball teams too.
The whole school goes swimming every Thursday morning, and I also do lane swimming with school at Chester Baths on a Tuesday morning too.
Our school is a Church of England school, and last year we were told we are an excellent school by the SIAMS inspectors, who are a little bit like Ofsted, but they just focus on RE.
This year we are hoping to achieve the ArtsMark Platinum Award, and we have Year 6 Arts Counsellors who are Isla Entwistle and Isla Houston, and they will be working very hard this year to help the school get the award.
One of our main aims this year is to become a single-use plastic school and get rid of plastic waste. We have two eco-officers, Chloe Cashew and Neve Beswick, who will be working hard to make this happen across the school.
We also get to do lots of trips and visits. Next year, 10 children from Delamere are having an amazing opportunity to visit Qingdao in China, to visit a sister school. They will be spending 4 days in the school, going to lessons and seeing how different school is over there, as well finding out what it's like to live in China.
All of the classes in school, from year two upwards, go on residentials every year. Our class went to York for 2 nights, and it was amazing because we went to the York Chocolate Story, York Railway Museum, York Minster and Jorvik, which is a museum about the Vikings.
We also went to Kingswood, which was an outdoor adventure residential in North Wales, and the climbing and zip wire was amazing. In year five, we went on a camping residential to Broad Oak Farm, where we went canoeing and kayaking and cooked our own food on trangias, which was brilliant.
Year six have already been on a Get to Know You camp, where we all stayed in tents overnight and did lots of activities, such as campfire making, knot tying, den building and clay model making. We also had to hold onto a rope and find your way around an obstacle course, but we were blindfolded. It was brilliant fun, but I kept bumping into things.
One of my favourite visitors to school was the author Rachel Lindsay, because she talked to us about writing a book, and I love books.
Simon Adapton was my favourite author, and he wrote The Beehive. I really liked the way his daughter had done the illustrations for him.
I also loved the safari rangers, as they told us what it's like to look after lots of different animals. The circus man was amazing because he showed us lots of different acts to do and even let us try some and gave us lots of advice on how to do them properly.
I'm really excited to take part in the space virtual reality workshop that is coming up really soon. My favourite trip was going to Chester Zoo, as we got to see all of the different animals and have lunch there too, which is always my favourite bit.
I loved the potter's wheel trip because we got to make our own pots out of clay. First we designed them and then we made them on a potter's wheel. We got to bring them back to school to paint. I still have my pot in the study at home.
The trip to Manchester Museum was brilliant because we got to see lots of different artefacts displayed beautifully, and I absolutely loved the trip to the Tate Gallery. And we got to see lots of stunning paintings and tapestries and statues such as Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper.
We enjoyed all of these experiences as they were new and exciting, and we got to meet lots of interesting people.
We are Delamere Church of England Primary Academy, and we are School of the Week. Yay!